recorded live.
Welcome to another episode of the Virtual Talk Show, produced by the Head of Household. We come your way every Tuesday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can get more info about this show by visiting our website, householdstress.com. Listeners can participate in one of our live weekly talk shows by calling in or logging on to householdstress.com from your personal computer as an anonymous guest. Phone lines are open right now, but this show is strictly for men only. So call into the hottest talk show in America. Now, we have a couple rules, and they are absolutely no profanity and no politics, and more importantly, no racial stuff. This show is apolitical and race neutral so that we can make sure that any man can feel comfortable on our show. And furthermore, this ain't Bible study, fellas. We want you to just be able to come to our show as a man, and that is it. The Virtual Talk Show always presents the hottest topics for discussion, and tonight is no different. Tonight's topic is Viagra. My name is Rodney, and I'll be your pilot and your family physician for the evening. I've got a lot of material, and the hope is that I can get this plane off the ground and ultimately land on a safe conclusion. This is a fluid conversation, so if you do have something to say, please feel free to do so. Or if you just prefer to listen, that is absolutely fine as well. But please try to hang on until the end because you'll definitely want to hear the conclusion to this episode. All right, with all of that said, let's get started. What is Viagra? Y'all know where I like to start. We have to define what we're talking about this evening. What is Viagra?
It's a little blue pill.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's a blue pill, but it's also a male enhancement. Now, the medical term would be if a man needs a little help getting an erection.
You got it.
A blue pill will work.
Yeah, y'all both got it. That little blue pill equates to penis 2.0, the new pharmaceutically enhanced model which enables older men to sexually respond like 18-year-olds. And I like in the commercial where they say if you get an erection for more than 4 hours, you know, you need to call a doctor. So that means 3 to 3.5, that must not be a problem. But anyway, is erectile dysfunction a new phenomenon? Is erectile dysfunction a new phenomenon?
No.
No? Anybody else?
No, I don't think it is either.
Okay.
You can have an erectile dysfunction if you're tired.
That's right. You're exactly right. Because I'm sure, you know, we've all had those few times in our lives where we just couldn't get it up. You know, you got a lot on your mind, stressed out, on medication, sick, tired. Maybe you had a headache. Now, I know some of those excuses are starting to sound like your wife, but has anybody ever tried Viagra? Has anybody ever tried Viagra?
No.
No? I can't believe that. Nobody's ever tried Viagra? Well, how about this? Does anybody know someone that has ever tried Viagra? Do you know somebody that's tried Viagra?
I kind of tried it.
Okay. Go ahead, brother.
I was a little afraid, though, because of that commercial.
What were you afraid of?
I ain't gonna lie. I wanted to see what the hype was, right? So I took a half of one.
So how did that work out?
No. Matter of fact, it was a quarter of one. I took a half of one.
So
I don't. I don't know. I have no idea.
So you were nervous. You were like, yeah, I just want a quarter of one. You know, if I'm
I saw that movie with Chris Rock getting rushed to the emergency room. I was like, man, I'll give it a shot. I'll just see what the hype is about. But
so you saying that with you not knowing, you know, if you do a quarter of one, mixed in with your own abilities, you really can't know the result.
No, you won't. You won't. You won't. And honestly, you really have to have a need for it. You have to be. I mean, my opinion, you have to be in a position where you have to have some kind of enhancement. If you're all right, you know, it may give you longevity or whatever, but again, I'm speaking from no experience whatsoever because I took a quarter of one, so that's not even like taking one, to be honest.
And I don't know if y'all saw in the news this weekend, Outkast rapper Big Boi was arrested in Miami. Did y'all hear about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had some Viagra. He had some ecstasy. And, you know, he tweeted, you know, they thought it was the Love Boat because he was on a cruise ship with his family or something. I don't know all the details, but, you know, he had some Viagra pills. So, but what do y'all think is the average age of men that use Viagra today? What is the average age of men using Viagra today?
I'd say about 38, 40.
All right. Any other guesses? The average age.
68%.
No, the average age.
Oh, average age. I thought you were talking about average men.
No.
The average age is 20.
20?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And just to be honest with you, a lot of these kids are using it just for recreational.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So we got 20 and 68. Oh, 48. Oh, 38, excuse me, 38 to 40.
I'd say 50.
50, all right.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually unknown since a lot of men are out here using it without a valid prescription. So it's actually, you know, the number is actually unknown. But I want to, you know, talk about what Patrice had mentioned, you know, about, you know, younger men. You know, why y'all think younger men these days are using Viagra?
They can keep their game tight.
Keep their game tight? Okay.
So they can get invited back.
I mean, and the reason why.
They got a larger network. I want to say they have all these, they got Twitter and Facebook, and you know how girls talk. They'll let the whole girl crew know if you put it down or not.
And they'll put it out on Facebook.
Yeah, you need to hire a spokesperson.
So
that's what that is.
So I mean, that's why I said the recreational part is they use it with they'll mix it Viagra in with other drugs. Just so that they can handle multiple partners in a night.
Yeah, because research indicates that the use of Viagra has actually skyrocketed over 300% since the late 90s among men aged 18 to 45. And what Viagra does, it can cut the refractory time. You know, as you said, and that's the time between climaxing and achieving another erection, and it cuts it basically in half. So typically, average time is 20 minutes, but it cuts it to about 10 minutes. And you know, the fellas look at this new feature, you know, a little bit differently than the ladies do. But you know, like you said, they can, you know, handle multiple episodes in the same night. But if for whatever reason, if y'all were out here and suddenly single again, would you make sure that you kept some Viagra on tap?
No.
I would, yeah.
All right, go ahead, brother. Why would you? Just to keep up, or?
Well, because I'm single now. I can do, you know, I can do whatever I want, you know. I may be like these young guys, you know, having that, you know, that situation where I may have multiple chances that night. So, yeah, I would definitely use it.
I think, I mean, anybody that's going to be, you know, newly single again, I think, you know, kind of keeping that on tap is basically what my man said earlier. You want to be invited back. You know, if you're going to go out there and kind of play that single role, you know, you're out there testing the waters. You know, really not, you know, maybe not committing yourself to just one person. So you want to go out there, you want to make sure your game is tight. So I can see that only being, you know, being the reason why somebody would do that. But, you know, if you're a newly single person, you know, and now you're not with that same committed person that you're with, you should be excited for anything that you run up into. You know, so that's why I said no. I don't think I would need to equip myself with that.
But is having some Viagra immediately at your disposal, is similar to having, like, an insurance policy?
Nah, man.
I don't know.
No? Yes, no, why? I mean, it's just like an insurance, you know, just in case.
Well, here's my thought on that.
Okay.
Timing is everything. Viagra in a marriage is tough. And the reason why it is, just the way it was illustrated in the movie. Because you got to give it some time to work, right? It's not like in 5 minutes. What is it, half an hour, hour?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hour, somebody may be asleep, and you stuck stiff for a long time. I mean, keep it real. Anything can happen to eliminate the sex in a marriage, and single the same thing. You could take it and know you're getting something, and something go wrong. And there you got your hour in on this Viagra, and then nothing happens.
Hmm. Good words. Good words. Anybody else?
You say you take the Viagra and in an hour, nothing happens? You know, is that what you just said?
Yeah. I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I'm following you. I'm just imagining, like you said, after that hour, the next thing you know, that thing finally kicked in.
Yeah.
You straight that way for 4 or 5 hours with nothing to top it off. Like, man.
Exactly. You know, your girl could be asleep. She could have not told you it was that time of the month. Anything.
And,
you know what I mean? Y'all might get into a little disagreement.
And think about it. We all woke up like that naturally. That's painful.
Right.
Exactly.
4 or 5 hours, man, that's like peeling the skin off of a neck, man. Yeah.
Well, let me ask y'all this. True or false? Viagra causes a man to have greater sexual desire. True or false?
Oh.
Viagra causes a man to have greater sexual desire.
I'm going to say false.
False. A couple falses?
Really?
Anybody want to disagree?
I disagree just for the sake of disagreeing.
Well, they're actually right. It does not. It actually does not cause a man to have greater sexual desire, because testosterone is actually the driving force behind libido, and a man with little or no testosterone would not have any desire to have sex, Viagra or not. And even with the normal amounts of testosterone, Viagra doesn't just instantly give a man an erection. As the brother said, you know, you got to wait a little while. And you have to be in a sexual situation. You know, you need to have have desire and intent in order for the drug to actually work. And one guy actually took the pill an hour in advance and then went and watched the baseball game and waited while his wife was in the other room, while she, you know, she was waiting too. And neither one of them realized that the drug would be effective only if they were together, you know, doing what couples do. But, you know, surprisingly, a lot of guys think that it actually, you know, it increases your sexual desire, but it does not. But what percentage of men do you think have actually tried Viagra? What percentage of men do you think have actually tried it?
I would say 70%.
What? I heard two people say something.
I say 70%.
All right. What do you say, Patrice?
I said 68%.
68%.
Men over what age?
Let's say over 40.
Probably 25%.
Yeah, you almost hit the nail on the head. Pun not intended. but, yes, it's roughly about 20% of all American men over the age of 40 have tried it. And, of course, that's not conclusive. You know, it's just one study. But, you know, around 20.
What you're saying is one out of five of us on the line has got their little stash.
That's right. Exactly. Thank you, Andrew. Talk to him.
Shake the bottle up. Somebody shake the bottle.
Yeah. But do y'all think Viagra is that magic bullet that has helped younger women stay married to their older husbands?
Hey, I'm going to tell you what, man. If it comes to that time, I'm going to be taking two of them.
You ain't going to let it slip, are you, Andrew?
Heck no, man. I would go, you got no pride. Got to do it.
But does anybody know how Viagra, I mean, how does it even work? Do you know how it works?
I think it increases blood flow.
Exactly. It increases, what gives an erection is the blood flow to the penis. And the vessels dilate, the blood flows in. And there's an enzyme that counteracts the dilation, and ED drugs inhibit that enzyme, allowing dilation to occur more easily and last longer. And they, as I mentioned, they can also diminish a man's refractory time, you know, meaning after orgasm, he can more quickly gain an erection again. But
I did have a question to ask, though.
Go ahead.
Okay. You know, in the warnings, they say, you know, in case of an erection that lasts 4 hours, to seek medical help immediately.
Yeah.
Is that for the man or the woman? Because I'm calling a whole bunch of women.
Yeah, that's good. I never thought about that. I said it at the beginning.
Somebody going blind. I don't know who it is.
So he's thinking it everywhere, huh? But, you know, literally, that's what I said in the beginning, Andrew. It's like, yeah, 4 hours is the cutoff time. So if you sitting there for like 2.5, 3 hours, 3.5, you can't really call the doctor. That's not what
but you need a doctor for her.
I always thought the rule was you just keep going until it goes down.
Oh, man. Good words. But
you remember back to those 19-year-old days, Patrice.
Yeah.
That's right. Just keep it going until it goes down.
6 times a night.
But, you know, speaking of, you know, your age, do you think that the older you've gotten, the more impotent you've become?
I mean, yeah, because you lose testosterone as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's everybody. Everybody goes through that. So, and then those
man, speak for yourself. Don't say everybody.
Well, in men, testosterone decreased. Women, it increased, and they lose estrogen as they get older. So, you know, that happens. That's just life.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no
that's why those old women got those mustaches.
Exactly.
So really what you're saying, you know, in a reference to Barry Bonds, you know, for those first 500 homers, that was just, you know, sheer natural ability. The last 250, you need a performance enhancement to help you out.
Yeah. Barry Bonds is an excellent example, yes.
Oh, man, that's good. I forgot about him. But, you know, speaking of her, I want to ask y'all this question. Has your wife ever told you need to try some Viagra?
You know what? I'm so glad this was tonight because I made the tragic mistake of assuming I needed Viagra.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, if I was married to a 19-year-old,
Yeah, sure. But I don't know about y'all, but I know my wife is. She was like, nah, that whole 4 hours. It was four hours.
That's what I'm talking
1 hour.
About.
1 hour. What are you talking about? 30 right. minutes, and I'm done. Well, I mean,
right.
no, that's not in the cards. I mean, no, my wife is scared of Viagra.
That's
the death
of Viagra. When if you got a little 20-something-year-old, you got to be doing something, because y'all remember me. We were like all night.
Oh yeah.
So now you get to be 50, they be like, all right, man, I'm tired. I got to work in the morning. Am I lying, guys?
Well, man, you ain't lying. I mean, if your woman is about the same age as you or close, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but really, I mean, really, let's be honest. 3.5 hours?
Oh, please.
Really? I mean,
that's what the brothers be singing about all night.
I don't want to be honest. 3.5 hours? Because if you can, that's cool.
We were teaching a marriage class. Several years ago in our previous church, and question and answer, dude puts up his hand. He says, I got a problem. What is it? I like to go for 5 hours. And my wife, after 3 hours, wants to shut it down. What should I do?
Wow.
We yeah, all looked at him like, you are lying.
That movie.
Huh?
That wife is going to say, get that thing away from me.
We all just assumed he was lying, but he might have been on some Viagra. I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, women, they don't want interminable sex for 2 straight hours. You know, as the brother said, you know, 20, 30 minutes of great sex, they cool. You know, it is what it is. So, but, I mean, be honest, would it really thrill you, you know, if you could maintain a 2 or 3 hour erection?
Mm-hmm. Nah, man, I want some sleep.
Huh?
You got to manage it.
You got to remember now. You the one putting in the work.
y'all remember Richard Pryor? Remember Richard Pryor? He said 15 minutes of serious, 8 hours of sleep, and a bowl of Wheaties.
That, I mean, seriously, holding on to that for 3 hours, like, eventually you're going to have to get up. So you got to make sure that your house is basically, like, erection-proof, because you're going to hit something.
Erection-proof? You're talking like it's child-proof, like child-proof.
You're going to walk into something, man. You can't walk everywhere with that, man. Not for 3 hours.
Especially
that's a weapon.
Kids are around. Yeah, that is a weapon.
And then how you use the bathroom with that thing, you know?
You got to lean way over. But, I mean, as the brother said earlier, he has tried it a quarter of it. But would anybody, you know, any of y'all like to try it to really see how and if it works? I mean, if you haven't tried it, would you like to see if it really works?
No, I mean, only when I'm ready, because I'm scared that the side effect would be that once you start, you would need it.
Yeah.
Almost like coffee. You know, once you keep drinking coffee, you'll wake up with a headache if you don't get that coffee.
You know, I mean, you figure like this, if you don't have a prescription for it now, and say, for instance, if you do try the whole pill and your game is tight after that whole pill, how you going to explain trying to get a prescription for it? How you going to explain that?
That's when you get it off the street. Or get it on the internet.
See,
some of that stuff is tampered.
You don't know what they're mixing it with.
Which is true.
That some of that stuff is tampered. Like, you know, just, nah.
But speaking of prescription, do y'all think that insurance companies should partially or fully cover the cost of Viagra?
Yeah, I think they should.
If it's a medical, diabetical issue, I believe so.
Yeah, just like weed.
You should have given
I'm
the
sorry, did I come out?
You're right. I mean, should insurance companies cover Viagra and weed? I mean, If it's
you know, for medicinal purposes.
Mm.
And they should cover the food when you get the munchies. Now, see y'all laughing. I know where you're coming from.
Oh, man. Well, regards, you know, with regards to Viagra, I mean, generally speaking, you know, men either want to be longer or last longer, sometimes both. But what are some other male sexual enhancement drugs out there that y'all have heard of?
I don't know, but what's up with all these emails, you know, penis enlargement?
Yeah, I don't get those emails. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you must mean something you don't know.
You
who told
you
about me?
I've never gotten an email like that.
You got a good spam filter, that's what that is.
What'd you say?
You got a good spam filter, that's why you don't get those emails.
Good spam filter. Good word, good word.
Is that, I don't even think it's that. I think it's a fad that you hear it on the radio a lot of times. It's just these male enhancements, these herbal pills. You don't have to get Viagra. You can just use these herbal pills. I think it's just a fad right now that so many men are losing that testosterone, and they're losing that desire to have sex. And they're looking for some type of option that they don't have to be embarrassed to go to the store and stand in that line and say, I need those Viagra pills.
And does the fact that Viagra is so mainstream nowadays, does that foster an unnecessary increased focus of sex in our society?
I don't know about that, 'cause the kids that are getting busted with Viagra, you know, the 19-year-olds, they're going to be doing what they do with Viagra or without Viagra. You know I was when I was 19. I just think it's a tool for those men that need it, you know. It's an option.
And I think a lot of women are happy about it.
I mean, is there a study out there that shows that there's an increase in sexual activity of men, let's say age 30 and younger, who necessarily wouldn't need Viagra, is because Viagra is on the scene, are they having sex more?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is there another baby boom on the rise?
I don't know, but man, those dudes at the nursing home ain't got smiles on their face.
Oh yeah, now we know the Uncle Leroy's are getting it in. Now the sugar daddies are definitely they getting it in now. Have
yeah.
You sound like chicklets.
Speaking of the nursing home, I want to go into the nursing home a little bit. How would you feel if you found out your father was using Viagra?
Man, my dad is probably taking Viagra. Man, you name it.
So you wouldn't feel bad about it. You'd be like, go ahead on, Pops.
That's
right.
My dad. If he hadn't done what he did, I wouldn't be here.
And when I'm ready, I'll be popping the pill.
So I don't want him to stop now that I'm born, you know, I'm here because of what I think. He had to do that to make me. So, yeah.
I mean, if you really think about it, though, you think about those relationships and marriages that have lasted 40-plus years. Somebody got to be doing something right. And
exactly.
You're not going to try to lose that after 40 years. So if you are still capable of doing that, you got to hold it down. If that means to enhance the situation, then that's what you're going to have to do.
So would y'all feel the same way if it was your grandfather using Viagra?
Sure.
Hold it down, Bob.
What about your son?
Hey, if he needs it.
I got a problem with my son using it because it should be natural for him.
Okay, so would you say...
If you're 90 and he's 70, it may not be.
So would it depend on how old he is?
Yeah, if he's like 15, 14, 13, 12. If he's quick, he's quick. You know? It's just one of those things that you look at, son, don't put that into your body. Just don't.
So brother, how young is too young to be using Viagra? What age?
12.
12?
13.
But you could use it in high school.
I mean, if you get a doctor... prescription and you need it, And I mean, yeah. I mean, I would say maybe, I don't know, 17 would be the age that my opinion.
In all honesty, I think some, you know, people, you know, everybody's different. So some people may develop, you know, later on in life than other people. So I would say, you know, 17 is probably the minimum age. You know what I mean? Because by that time, you start to develop those, you know, reproductive organs by time. You know, if you find out that you have a problem up till then that's when you need to seek, you know, other means or, you know, doctor's prescription, whatever the case may be. But, you know, none from the time of, you know, 10 to 16, you know what I'm saying? They just probably haven't developed in that sense yet.
Right.
And what are the side effects to using Viagra?
I don't know.
Well, you know about the 4-hour erection.
Yep, that's one of them, Drew.
If you call a smile on your face a side effect, then.
Well, they talk about you could get hearing loss and vision loss and different things like that.
Yeah, I mean, the basic, like,
but damn, if you're getting it, I mean, that ain't so bad.
Yeah, the regular side effects are headaches, upset stomach, dizziness, you know, that sort of thing.
I mean, you get that when you're doing a deed without Viagra. And you can go blind and have a heart attack. I mean, you can have all that.
Just depending on what extracurricular activity you involved in.
Just depending on how young that thing is. I mean, let's try and get you Dominique Dawes, boy. You be a
Dominique Dawes. Wow. You know she in Maryland, too. She in Maryland.
Well, I know exactly what I said.
Oh, man, that's good. That's good. What about consuming alcohol and taking Viagra?
Nah, I wouldn't advise that. That's a bad move.
Bad move?
I'm going to do it. Good Lord.
Yeah. They say with too much alcohol, it could make you pass out, you know.
I guess you won't feel the pain after 4 hours.
Could you imagine, like, being drunk, so drunk that you fall it out on the floor and you got a tit. I mean, you just laying on the floor with a tit in your pants. I mean.
That's what I mean, erection proof, man. You just want to anything.
Mm-mm-mm. But other than side effects, I mean, is Viagra really safe to use? Are there other potential dangers to using Viagra?
I don't know.
I haven't heard it.
It's got to have some wear and tear on your heart.
It does. And you're exactly right, brother. It's you could have heart failure.
Yeah.
Chest pain, as somebody said, blurred vision, double vision, chills, cold sweats, bladder pain, diarrhea, seizures, deafness, hearing loss, drowsiness, scaling and peeling of the skin.
Fast as the man on the commercial.
I know, right? Yeah. My favorite is trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to have trouble sleeping.
You can't roll over to the left.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, there's a rule that she doesn't have to be awake.
Well, you got to check with her on that. Depends on who she is.
it just hit on the head, and I'm not doing this by myself.
Right.
But do y'all think, regarding advertising, do y'all think it's okay for these companies to advertise on daytime television? You know, for example, right in the middle of the football game. I mean, my kids are watching. You know, do y'all think that's cool to, you know, have them just 1 o'clock in the afternoon, a Viagra commercial come on, and your kids are there?
No. It depends on the age of the kids.
Okay.
I say if the kids are... And it depends on your household. If you have an open dialogue about sex in your household, you know, it's okay. But if you have it the hush-hush, I don't want anything said, you know, nothing should be coming out, then that's the burden that you're going to have to deal with. Because commercials now are becoming more sexual oriented and orientated than anything that I've seen in the last 5 years.
Yeah, and I'll say, you know, just second that some of the, like, chewing gum commercials are worse than the Viagra commercial. I mean,
and yeah, most of the Viagra commercials are kind of, you know, you got to know what it's talking about.
Exactly.
You know, it's not upfront and blatant sex like some of the other commercials. Really, you know, they're showing skin, they're doing all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I think most of those are pretty, you know, it's kind of low key. It's, you know, if you know what they're talking about, you do. But most kids, you know, of an age that you'd worry about wouldn't catch on to those little, you know, is it the right time? They don't know what that means.
I'm going to put it into perspective for you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather for your kids to watch 90 seconds of a Viagra commercial or the BET Awards?
I think I'll go with the Viagra commercial.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because like you said, Andrew, good words, fellas, that, you know, my eight-year-old, she ain't asking me, like, what is that? What is Cialis? What is Viagra? You know, because like you said, I mean, you have to, it is pretty discreet, you know, I would say, yeah, versus some of the jean commercial or clothing commercial or, you know, I don't know if y'all seen that chewing gum commercial where she's like, do you have anything?
Yeah.
He's out of Dentine or something. I'm like, what in the world?
Going, you know, to somebody else's room asking for it.
Yeah, and it's like, come on. You know, that's a bit over the top. But speaking of TV, do porno stars use Viagra?
I'm sure they probably use whatever they can get. I mean, they probably using so much stuff. We can only think of half the stuff they probably using.
Dicks and rope.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching the documentary. They actually do use it.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
So that's not all them, then.
Especially if you have one person who's the main character out of the whole. He's doing a 2-day shoot. Come on now.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, man. You know, I don't think that'd be as glamorous as it looks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
40 people in the room, and they say, okay, in 5 minutes, you're on.
Yeah, for the 40th time.
Right. Hop on cue.
And there's that one symptom with the skin peeling back in the skin. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bad news right there.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, speaking of sex, I mean, how important is a healthy sex life in a marriage? How important is that?
Like 1 out of 10? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe 11 or 12.
All right. Anybody else? On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is a healthy sex life in a marriage?
It's a 10.
10?
10 plus.
10 plus. Okay.
What we have found, Rodney, is sex is a barometer of a marriage. It's not so much the thermostat of it.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, people who have unhealthy sex lives have unhealthy marriages.
Mm.
Not because of the sex, but because of the other things which leaks over into the sex.
Gotcha. But how often would you consider healthy? You know,
8 times a week?
Once a week? Twice a month? You said 8 times a week?
You know, I think that's a very objective question, Rodney. I think It depends on that couple's agreement, you know, because they have to talk about that.
Right.
You know, because some
would
women.
Would you rather have quantity or quality?
You know.
Yeah, because that's your sex. They can have that.
I mean, quantity or quality, I mean, to us, I mean, it, you know, I think that's more geared toward women because, you know, I know me being who I am, I know I don't care. You know. Basically, what I'm saying is, I don't need the candlelight, the dinner, you know.
Right.
Got to be. I mean, you know, we wait till the kids sleep, and then you know we can go
right.
Do that real quick and go on and go to work in the morning. You know, I don't. They the one that need all that. You know, I want to hold you, hold me, and all that.
Well,
but they need, you know, me.
Agree with you.
I don't need that. I just need that one thing, and I'm good.
But some brothers may may disagree with you, man. They may like that passion. You know, they may like them candles lit, the bath water ran for them.
Rodney, let me tell you.
They're not on the phone right now.
I'm sorry, brother.
They're not on the phone, Rodney.
They're speaking up. They're on here. But
passion to brothers, that's a different definition. Because I know passion to me, that's like I may need a Viagra. Because she may really want to go that 3.5 hours. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
When we think passion, that's what we thinking. You know, like, wow, we about to have a real session. I'm about to really do some things I've been wanting to do up in it. Passion. I know me, like most of my friends, we have a different definition of passion. You know what I'm saying? Now, I may be wrong. I may be the only one, but I know I do.
So can introducing Viagra into your bedroom help spice up your sex life?
I don't think so.
No?
I mean, if you got a problem and you looking up and he's looking down, yeah, it'll spice things up.
But, I mean, on the real, why would you be against something that could make your love making sessions last longer? Why would you be against that?
Well, longer isn't always better.
Right, exactly.
So you're saying sexual intercourse can sometimes last too long?
Not for me.
I try to live my life by a routine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm spontaneous, you know. I think we're almost as equal in the spontaneity, you know, category. But, you know, you try to do routine, and I got my routine down pat where it don't need to last that long.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it just depends. You know, I think we can get, you know, spontaneous, whereas, you know, kids outside running around, we just happen to cross each other's path, and the wind blows, and next thing you know, that's it.
Yeah.
To me, that's passionate to me. You looking at your wife looking at you, you know, you both looking good to each other. There's a passion thing right there. It's, you know, 1 + 1 = 2.
Yeah, it's spontaneous and natural, you know, rather than dependent on some type of drug, you know.
Exactly.
But, I mean, yeah, intercourse can actually absolutely last too long because somebody can get tired, somebody start to get sore, and, you know, prolonged intercourse, particularly without sufficient lubrication, can possibly do damage for a woman. Vaginal abrasions, you know, same thing, yeah, you know, it can be a lot of stuff that go wrong where you might, you know, you might be down for the count, you know, for a while. But
that's why I said after 4 hours, the phone call is for her.
Like, please, somebody help me. But should women take responsibility for their own feelings and stop lying about what they like and don't like just to protect our male ego? I mean, what I mean by that is can women cheat themselves out of good sex by not communicating what they like and what they don't like?
Oh yeah,
Let me put something else on you. Can't women cheat themselves into you buying some Viagra and then you ending up going longer, thinking you needed to, and then they like, nah, I didn't. You don't need to go long. Everything is fine.
Right.
And now you addicted to it.
Right.
It's a prerequisite now.
Mm.
I got to use this whole bottle. You made me pay for it.
Then it goes back to that what you said earlier about, you know, does she have to be awake or not? You know, cause
and those, I understand those pills are expensive, aren't they?
I don't know.
That's why Big Boy got arrested.
You say?
I figure they probably are.
Yeah.
Has anybody bought them? Anybody a man up to it? Islands.
Somebody has.
Hey, Rodney, Google how much those things cost.
All right, I'll get to it.
I thought they were expensive. And I'd be like, man, if I paid $30 for a pill, you know, it's on. No, you're going, it's on. I ain't wasting my $30.
$30 a pill.
I heard it was expensive, but I'm be like, if I took this pill for $30, it is on.
Mm.
I'm gonna get my $30 worth.
Economy bad too. I just had to get a half a pill.
But Andrew, what if she's going through menopause? Can that be a complicating factor when Viagra gets in the mix?
I spent $30 a pill. You better make some calls.
But what about menopause, fellas? You know, can that actually, I mean, you ready, but, you know, as the brother said earlier, you know, her estrogen levels, reduced estrogen levels. She's like, nah,
I don't know. Is anybody with a woman going through that? Because I don't know what that's, you know, I don't know. Is it like shut down city?
Yeah, that's a great question. Anybody got a, you know, your wife going through menopause?
Nah.
No?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I know it, you know, their hormonal balance has changed.
I've heard different stories on that. I've heard some women get horny as hell.
I think right before, like, they fully go into menopause, they do. But then once they're in it and right after, I think then it's different.
So when they grow that mustache, it's over. I'm just in that mood tonight, right?
No, you're good.
I missed y'all for a while. I had to come in with on this topic, man.
I'm banking the house on hopefully I can catch that premenopause period, you know, where
before the mustache.
You ready to do something, you know, something different and strange, you know, that's what I'm looking for.
That's when you bring in the stripper pole?
Yeah. She know I'm waiting too, because I told her, I said, I can't wait.
You might need to pop a Viagra.
Man, you know what? Knowing me, I probably wouldn't even need Viagra. I've been waiting for so long. I'd be like, girl, let's go on and go. Let's do some things.
That's the difference, Rodney. I would have no shame. I'd be like, yep, I'm taking it. That's it.
Now, if she had that point and she told me to take it, yes, sir. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Man, then you have to man up then.
Mm-hmm. I'd go for 6 hours. I'd be ready.
Ain't enough, huh?
And then you just say it real smooth like you know what I took one. Right?
Hey, baby, that cost me $30. You know what's up.
Yeah, and I looked it up. It is roughly somewhere between $10 and $30 per tablet.
You know they got to be going down.
But
I mean,
you know what?
$30 ain't no way.
Yeah. But we just talked about that earlier. That's, you know, that's probably 3/4 of a tablet right there. So 10 is probably 1/4 of it.
Right.
A half is 20, and the whole pill is 30.
Bro, you take that pill, you know what time it is.
But let me flip it around. Is there Viagra for women?
Oh, man, shoot. Let me...
I thought they were working on that.
I know, but if I'm taking it, she's going to be excited.
Well, Rodney, you know what would be cool? If she took something and you took something.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Woo! So what would be the
effect?
That's
when the East meets West, right?
They got something. I saw a commercial for it, man. Beginning with a Z. Zestra or something like that for women.
I think something like that, yeah. I think
I saw something like that. It's supposed to make them horny as heck.
Yeah. But, I mean,
well,
that would be a problem, especially if you have kids. You know,
you
it'd be like...
You want to keep the moisture.
Yeah. You'd be like, all right, Dora the Explorer is on. Hopefully she got a marathon because we about to have a marathon upstairs.
You'd be sprinkling that stuff on her food and everything.
I'd be putting it in her crystal light.
Yeah. Put it in a salt shaker. Be like, put a little seasoning on your food.
You'd be like, you want some salt, honey? You'd be looking at you like, yeah, this salt is really good.
I don't even want to finish my food. But
the Explorer.
Viagra does sometimes work for women, but the findings are inconsistent. But what other things... not necessarily like a drug or anything, what other things with women have the same effect like Viagra? You know, what can we do?
Clean up the bedroom.
Say what?
Clean up the bedroom.
You got that right. Make the bed up. You know, load the dishwasher. Fold some clothes. Wash them pots.
Buy jewelry.
Yeah. Skip
and
the garbage.
You see, you're putting a down payment.
Yeah.
No, you don't put the kids and read a book. Read the book and put the kids to bed all at the same time.
Got another thing that works.
What's that?
Take him to Aruba. They'd be chasing you down the beach.
Yeah, yeah. Good words, good words.
That word's great.
Well, can using Viagra possibly lead to infidelity?
That's an excellent question.
And if I spent $30 a pill, it could. No, let's call.
So you going next door to the neighbor, you know.
You got to call somebody.
They're like, you know what? You ain't okay. I'm going down the street. I'll be back. I'll be back in 3 hours.
Brian said, I'm going to get some coochie.
Yeah.
I still got 3.5 hours left.
Right, yeah. What is it, a Russian-proof the house?
Yeah. You'd be trying to get out with it, you know.
Bobby, why did you pick this topic? You have a brain cancer.
Hey, man, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Just wait until, yeah, we're in the adult hour right now. And I'm going to tell you why we picked this topic. But do y'all think that single women, worry that single men with these, you know, new and improved sexual abilities will be less likely to commit to marriage?
Oh, but I mean, you know, when you're young, I mean, how many young dudes are taking it?
A lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You'd be surprised, Andrew.
They got a different kind of agenda then. And just by you asking that question, you know, I don't, you know what I'm saying? If it is enhancing, like we know what we're hearing, it's going to be hard for any kind of young person to commit. You know what I mean? Because they will be trying to knock everything down that they can.
Mm-hmm. They're going to have to.
And would like to be talked about. You know what I'm saying? Like they, you know, that's just that's that male ego coming into play right there. You know, if that thing is working on, you know, two or three people a single person is involved with, what's the reason for them to come committed, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good words. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, he's just, you know, steady, you know, putting the pins up and kicking the bowling ball and knocking them down.
Essentially, yeah. You're right. Because, I mean, it's supposed to be taken for impetus. You know, and just to flip that thing around, you know, can being impotent ultimately lead to divorce? Can being impotent ultimately lead to divorce?
I don't think it can ultimately lead to divorce. I think it depends on where you act in your marriage. You know, if it's to a point where you're done with kids, I mean, you know, I don't think it could.
You know, but there's other ways to satisfy your woman.
True.
You know what I mean? And depends on the relationship. If the relationship is bad, and she's just looking for some wood, you got a problem.
Very true.
Yeah, because she could be going to the neighbor.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, dude, I need service.
Taking your pills with it. Like, oh, look, use one of these because they worked for him before, but they're not in use no more, so I need to.
Yeah.
Now, can Viagra make you impotent?
It does not. As one of the side effects, it does not say that. It doesn't list physical dependence as a side effect.
Because that was one of the things, like Patrice talked about. That was one of the things in my mind.
Using too much of it can cause it to be like a crutch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, I need this.
Yeah, from what I heard is use it or lose it. You know, as long as you're using it, you know, on a regular basis, you know, you're good to go. So, you know, tell your wife when you're trying to get it in. You know, now you don't want me to become impotent. You know,
that's
you gotta give me some every now and then.
Send me that study.
I'll send it to you, my brother. I will send it to you. But what if you were required to take some medication? What if your health deteriorated and you were, you know, taking medication like antidepressants or something that has sexual dysfunction as a side effect? What do you do then? You know, you're impotent now. You're taking this medication for your other health problems. What do you do then?
You double up.
So you take both?
Oh, you take two Viagra.
Allegedly, yeah.
And you spend $60. You say, baby, I spent $60. You know what time it is.
But can y'all guess what most men do?
What?
Taking their regular medication.
They quit taking, exactly. 90% of men stop taking their regular medication so their sex lives can go back to normal.
I mean, let's look at it. Would you rather live to 80 and can't work it, or 70 and be banging it?
That is one of the questions.
It's really worth it when you're looking up and he's looking down.
What about that? That's what kind of question? What did you say?
That's one awesome question. I think women to really get an insight of how men really think.
I'm going to tell you what. 80 without it, 70 with it. Hey, I got to go.
You gone.
Early too.
I'm going to go happy.
Hey, if it's working for Hess.
Yeah, you might go happy in the coffin.
That's right. He'd be bending the coffin down.
That's taking it back to Color Purple days when she said,
exactly.
How'd he die? Yeah,
exactly.
That's the question. Would you guys rather live to 80 and can't work it or die at 70 and be working it?
I'll take my 80.
Uh-oh.
He
said 80.
Huh?
Yeah. He said
80. All right. Who else?
I take the 70 and work.
I take the 80.
Yeah, I'll take that 80.
I'll take the 80 all day.
I'll take that 80.
But do y'all think that women nowadays are more willing to work with their husbands when it comes to impotency, or are they more likely to step out?
I think women have always been willing to work with their husbands, but a lot of times that conversation doesn't come up.
Mm-hmm.
Because men are embarrassed to talk about, you know, this stuff ain't working because they look at it as a manhood issue.
And not only that, you know, in today's society, you know, with the rates as high they are as far as separation and divorce, you know, if a man doesn't speak up and say, hey, I think I'm being impotent, and then he can't get it out of the bedroom, that wife will have questions and ultimately almost start thinking that you're stepping out on her.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most important thing a man can do before taking Viagra is talk to your wife, because you may be shocked at what she says. She may say you don't even need it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because what if she was perfectly fine with y'all's sex life and you went out on your own and got some Viagra from your boy behind her back? You know, what do you think her response would be?
Boy, you driving by my house right now.
I wish I had a car horn.
I think she'd probably say, damn, you should have got that 5 years ago.
Oh!
Wow.
That ain't what she say. She'd be like, 3.5 hours. I don't know who in the hell. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know who you're going to do that with. That's what she would say. And she would be like, I'm not 19. And man, I mean, when you think about it, you'd be like, dang, you know, I kind of wish I had a talk, you know, talk to her.
So you popped the pill on the sly?
No, I ain't never took the pill.
Oh, okay.
You better not.
No.
I think the whole thing is communication. And I think, just like you said, I think, you know, if you communicate, you know, unless you really have a problem, I don't think it's really that big a deal. I mean, we probably build it up a lot more than they do. Because as they get older, you know, things change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think it's in our mind, you know, all these goofy ads, you know, insight. I'm an inch and a half longer. Who gives a rip? Dude with a goofy smile. That's really improved my life. Oh, please. Give me a break. You know what I'm saying? I think guys sometimes equate that to manhood. And women, it's so much different for most women. Now, you know, you do have your women, but yeah, but you probably didn't marry her.
Yeah, but Andrew, isn't there something about maintaining a hard erection that's extremely important to our identity as a man?
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I'd be popping it when I get to that point. If I get to that point, I'm gonna be doubling down.
So you ain't playing no games.
I'd be like $60, baby.
I think it'll matter more to men of a younger age than it would,
you know what I mean, to, you know, that 45 to 55-year-old man. You know what I'm saying? I think it'll mess with their complex a little bit if that was an issue for them.
I think you're right on the head because, I mean, you know, you got a guy, you know, he's 75 years old, he got prostate cancer, you know, his stuff don't work anymore. I mean, you know, I don't think it's that major a deal to most of the women that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look, at 45, 50 years old, you can't go long anyway.
No.
Speak for yourself, bro, man.
Okay.
I was gonna say this a little earlier though too. I mean,
so you can't go like you were 19.
That's my point. I'm saying you can't go like that anymore.
You don't even want to.
I mean, come on. Really? You gonna go hard for 4 hours?
No, I said you don't even want to.
No, I'm saying you can't. I don't care if you want to or not.
You think that I gotta get up at 6 and pay the mortgage?
I'm saying, for 4 hours, you just ain't gonna do it. You barely did it at 19. You just not gonna do it.
And those were the days we didn't even know how good we had it.
Well, that's why you took 4 hours. It wasn't because you were going hard. You ain't know what you were doing. I'm saying, not you in particular, I'm saying anyone at 19, 18 years old. You ain't know what you were doing.
But you know what, brother, you bring up a good point. I mean, could you imagine taking a blue pill and then being able to perform like you 19 with the knowledge we got now that we done got older?
That's why you have to call a doctor for her.
That's a dangerous thing when you think about it.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous thing.
So back to my question, I mean, should you get her consent and approval first before you pop the little blue pill?
Oh, absolutely.
I think so, yeah. You do.
And you better get a doctor's approval, too.
Yeah, you better go to the doctor first.
Yeah.
I mean, cause,
all the side effects that you were reading off aren't necessarily all the side effects.
Right.
They haven't figured them all out yet.
Yeah, but you're going to die happy.
Yeah,
I mean, there's been a couple times, you know, that, you know, I kind of, you know, went long, and sometimes it kind of poses a question, you know, if you've been with somebody else, you know, if you've been with somebody else before you've been with them, you know what I'm saying? Like, so if you would took that Viagra without them even knowing that you took it and then explained to them that, you know what I'm saying, it's going to take a little bit longer, I mean, that poses a lot of questions for, you know, a woman that doesn't know that you took it. Like, especially somebody you committed with, like, oh, why are you taking so long? I mean, we had sex in, you know what I'm saying, in a week or, you know what I mean, 2 weeks, whatever the case may be, and you up here taking forever.
Man, we ain't had sex in 2 weeks. We got a whole other set of problems.
Right.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean, that's true. That's just real. I mean, like, I've been in that situation before where I've tried to, you know, last long or whatever, you know what I mean, maybe change up the mood, maybe change up my moves or whatever. You know what I mean? My stroke count, whatever the case may be. and then the first thing she says, like, maybe,
that's three strokes.
Why you taking so long?
I got a question. Does it mean you don't? How can I put this, Rodney?
Keep it clean. Keep it clean.
You don't reach that point for 4 hours, or you just be okay. Reach that point and then keep on going. How is it?
I think from what Rodney reads, you reach that point and then you're ready to go in half the time.
Yep, that's what it is.
Agra, but let me ask y'all a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, all of us married or whatever, or got a special lady or whatever. I mean, but how many times, like that brother said, you know, you do something different or you purge. You know,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes you purge before and sometimes you don't. And, you know, that's a big factor as far as how long you last. Let's say those moments where you actually do purge and you get ready and, you know, and the kids actually is a Dora marathon on TV and you really can get it in. And all of a sudden she look at you like,
what you taking so long for?
What you waiting on?
Yeah.
I mean, how many times does that happen?
Mm-hmm.
You could just say I'm getting my $30 worth.
But, brother, I understood your question. I can't help but laugh. I'm sorry, because Andrew's cracking me up. Nah, that's exactly what I was trying to say. Like, you know what I mean? If you don't have that communication in your relationship and you you know, her unknowingly, she doesn't know that you up here popping this pill. Makes you know you going, either it's not getting up at the time of foreplay, or once you do get it up, it's not taking you a long time to hit that first, climactic, era.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have questions.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have questions.
Yeah, because on the real, I mean, when not discussed frankly, Viagra can cause a lot of misunderstanding and hurt between couples. I mean, as y'all said, couples really need to talk about what each partner in a relationship expects, because they think it's going to help and, ends up harming your relationship. But I want to go back to infidelity just one second and, ask y'all, can a woman's infidelity be justified if her husband is innocent?
No.
I ain't even going to let you finish.
You did.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, is your infidelity justified when she says no?
Just like somebody said earlier, it might have been Andrew, there's other ways that you can please your man.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we happy with those.
Yeah.
Like giving hints, hey baby, here's your Christmas gift, knee pads, strap-on knee pads, adjustable.
You know what? I love it that y'all are talking about the original Viagra right now.
The original Viagra.
Before the chemical came along, ladies, I hope you're listening. Like the podcast, this right here is a special subject to me, because I don't think women realize how much power that what we're talking about right now with the knee pads that really has.
You got
and
that right.
That will stop you from going to hang out with the boys. Will make you call in work. Yes, lady, I know you want to. It's that other thing, and yes, we do love that, but trust me, nothing gets our attention more.
That's right.
Yeah.
In addition to that, we're talking about how this virus cuts into time between your next erection. It might make it 5 minutes.
That is the ultimate Viagra.
It's going to make it 5 minutes. Yeah.
The original Viagra, y'all call it.
That is the one.
Yes, sir. Talk about custom time in half, yeah.
Let me tell you something. I know there's probably, ladies probably going to listen to the podcast. If you want to know if your man got a problem, perform that act. And if he ain't at attention, then you got a problem. Then that man needs Viagra.
But that's a test, huh?
He come to, everything is good.
That would shut the rest of this call down.
Hanging up right now.
Yeah, the original Viagra. I love it.
Hey, anybody's woman calling, hey, I got the pads, you be off the phone. Gotta go, guys.
Get that, what did I say around Christmas time, that mistletoe belt buckle or something?
That was good.
Andrew actually found that joint on the internet.
Oh, okay.
But let me speak to y'all head of households. This is going good. But can you be an effective head of household and at the same time be impotent?
Yeah, what they got?
They don't have anything to do with each other.
Yeah, well, that's not related.
Yeah, I can hear them arguments now. I can hear her now. You can't even get it up.
Well, I'm with the wrong woman. She says some mess like that to me.
No, because
it might not be me.
Remember when Martin had that little comedy special, You So Crazy?
Mm-hmm.
And his wife was turned over, and he said, black eyes, that could have been in you, but you chose otherwise.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, I think that mess with, like I said, we were talking about earlier, I think that messes with our complex. And I think as a head of household, you know what I'm saying, you can throw darts at each other, but when you start messing with manhood like that, that's a pretty big dart to toss.
Yeah, that's no manhood. Slow down.
That means you got something else wrong in the relationship.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because, first of all, if your woman, she's trying to hurt you.
Yeah.
Right.
There's one thing, that we do things and somebody gets hurt, but when you're trying to hurt somebody, There's something wrong.
Right. And that's one thing right there that can really hurt a man.
Right.
Yep. You ain't got to graze it. You ain't got to touch it, kick it, nothing. You say something about it, that affects us.
Yeah, he may never get it up again. She say something like that.
And he'd be like, you know, you can't even bring it in the bedroom. Jeez.
Wow.
That would mess with you, wouldn't it?
For a while. Good words. But would y'all mind if your kids knew that you use Viagra?
Not at all.
Not at all? Does it depend on the age of the kids?
Well, of course, you know. I mean, they'd have to understand. You're like, Eddie's still getting it.
Does it depend on the gender?
Well, your kids
of the kid?
Don't want to know stuff like that.
Yeah, that's what I want to ask. Does it depend
on the gender? No, because your kids don't want to know you having sex. You
right.
know, I got a 20-year-old to be like, I don't want to hear this. I don't want
Right. I don't know if that's necessarily a conversation I need to have with my kids. That sounds like cocaine or something. I don't know if I necessarily need to tell them I'm doing anything additional to get it up. That's just a little.
Rodney, what if they need therapy
on that one, I think.
Yeah, what if
you screw them up a little bit?
Yeah, what if you, by accident, you know, left your little blue pills out and they say, you know, Daddy, what is this? What you got going on here? This says Viagra? Or what is this? Tell me about this.
Well, my kids old enough to know, first of all, so if they take the pills, they probably be like, man, what is you doing?
I just said that's that new color Tic Tac for adults.
Do y'all think it depends on the gender of the kids? I mean, if your son found out versus your daughter, I mean, how would you play it, you know, and say they're age appropriate, of course. You know, how would you play that if they, you know, they found your little blue pills?
I mean, and that's a good question, though, Ryan, because I think in any father's eyes of a son, you know, of course my son is not, you know, he's only 8 years old, but, you know, if he gets to that point, I mean, and he finds something like that, you know, hopefully age appropriate, 14, 15, you might not sit down to have that talk. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, the way this day and age is, man, depending on what's on TV, and they might think something's okay or something's not okay. I mean, I guess it just depends on how you run your household and how you raise your kids, I think. You know, if he ends up getting to that area where he doesn't need to be as far as finding my pills, I mean, that's an irresponsible thing on me. You know what I'm saying? So I think if he finds it, it's that talk is now due now for a daughter. I have to sing to your mom for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that. If you know, because these young kids today, these young boys especially, you know, they know what's going on TV anyway and what they say Viagra will do for you. So they'd be willing to try it. They'd be willing to just take some out of your medicine cabinet and go ahead and try it. They say, oh, go for 4 hours, I'm going to go ahead and try that.
And for $30, they got a real problem.
I was like, son, you owe me 30. You be counting your pills. Be like, yeah, I'm missing one pill.
Well, his medical bill is going to be more than that pill, that's for sure.
You guys got issues.
Oh man! But I wanna talk about impotency, and that's what we're really talking about here. It's 10:30. You know, getting close to shutdown time. We've been having fun with this, but you know, what about impotency? I mean, are you or anybody that you know is impotent and has to regularly use Viagra or some other drug to perform? You or somebody you know impotent?
Well, I know some dudes that are young, you know, in their 40s, and they got other issues like, you know, diabetes and things, and the medications they take are messing with them. Now, I don't know if they're using, you know, Viagra, but I know they're having issues. You know, and there's medications that the side effects, you know, are like that. So, you know, but I mean, I think, you know, when you're 40 years old, that's a whole different ballgame than when you're 80.
Right. Anybody else know somebody that's impotent? has to regularly use Viagra? Nope.
No.
But what would you do if you suddenly became impotent? You know, your next sex session, you was like, yeah, you know, and then bam, whoa, no action.
You doing two at a time?
So you be like,
saving my game. I be like, baby, I gotta get the pill.
But I mean, on the real though, I mean, have y'all ever literally before this show here? I mean, have y'all ever thought about that? I mean, have you and your wife ever discussed if you were to go limp one day and you know you really would need some enhancement? Have y'all ever has that ever come up in your conversation, or you know you just try to avoid it at all costs?
I mean, we have conversations about it, but I think her conversation with Waldemar is like, you'll never have this problem. We talk about it, but she's like, you won't never have this problem. So, like, something is really wrong with you, and it's a problem. Like, man, like, you never have that problem.
and that's good chat, fella. I mean, because I think you know, maintaining a good strong erection is truly a gift from God. I mean, you look at the Bible. You know, you had Abraham fathering children at 100. You know, Noah at 500. I mean, them boys were getting it up. They were getting it in. You know, it was a lot of dudes over 100. It's like, bam. You know, knocking them out. So.
like, and Hefner's that modern day man.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, if it were to happen, you know, on the real, if it were to happen, shouldn't your wife still love you the same if you became impotent?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
But wouldn't you love her the same if she had breast cancer and lost a breast?
Absolutely.
What's that? I mean, if that's all your relationship is, you got more problems than you can't get it up.
That's true.
Good words. So bottom line, would y'all say it's okay for a head of household to use Viagra?
Why not? If you need it.
If you need it and you got a doctor's prescription and you talk to your wife about it, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're not saying...
I always think it's a conversation you should have with your wife. Now, you even talk to the doctor.
But definitely talk to your wife and your doctor, because if your wife ain't down for one of them Viagra sessions, then you're in trouble.
I don't think you should, you know, dabble in that if you don't necessarily have to. You know, you just might have to go to, you know, some couple classes or whatever and find ways to prolong it. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, unless you necessarily have to, I don't think that you should have to just for recreational purposes.
Absolutely not. To be honest, that ain't even something I've ever even thought about. And I wouldn't even be for nothing like that, but then at the same time, I'm not in that situation. So maybe until then, I might have a different opinion on it. But to me, I don't know, don't sound logical to me.
Right.
Yeah, but if you got in that situation, you'd be thinking about it.
That's possible. I don't know. You know, when I get in that situation, or hopefully I never do, but if I do get in that situation, then yeah, obviously then I had to put more thought into it, but... I think at this point, ain't nothing wrong with me, so I'm not even putting that card on the table. I don't know. Now, if there's some brothers on here who got that experience, then, you know, hey, share it, because that might help in the long run.
Yep.
Because you might never thought you'd be in that position. Now you are. Your mindset might be the same as mine now. Or have been anyway in the past, and now you're in the situation and you changed your mind.
Right.
Exactly. Or how many brothers have thought about it the way I'm thinking about it?
I used to work with a brother who, I consider this real close. I used to work with him, whatever. And, he would tell me, you know, some of the arguments he had in, and the way he go make it up is he go pop a half a pill. And she's like, you must have had one of them pills, didn't you? You know what I'm saying? Relationship be golden after that. You know, it's almost like that pill is like his dozen roses right there. You know?
Blue roses.
Blue roses, man, you know. I honestly don't think, you know, just kind of knowing that it could, that it's in your bloodstream, you know what I'm saying? You never, you know, internal parts of your body is sort of a miraculous thing. So you never know what your side effects could be taking something like that. So, I mean, taking something like that that's going to, you know, try to enhance your performance. I mean, like you say, you got to look at it like baseball. You know, is it worth it? Is it worth it to have it now to
right.
do something in the end? You know what I'm saying? It's just, I just think it's one of those things that if you don't communicate it with your wife and you don't necessarily need it, just leave it out of the house.
Yeah, good words. And I mean, you're right. You know that you don't know, you know, what you're putting in your body. And I don't know if y'all saw it or not, but y'all ever heard of Extends?
Yeah.
Penis Enlarger. I mean, they just had to agree to pay like a $1.75 million fine for violating consumer protection laws by falsely advertising, you know, that their supplements increase penis size. You know, so I mean, you don't even know half that stuff. You know, it don't even work anyway. You know, so and like the other brother said, you don't know how it's going to react with your body. You know, they've got a list of side effects, but that's the only ones that have been communicated and known to them. You know, but I mean, what about our health in general? I mean, shouldn't we be doing a better job just to stay healthy? You know, because as the one brother said, you know, diabetes, you know, plays an effect, you know, on erectile dysfunction, and you know, then it's a problem. But, I mean, what about our health in general? I mean, shouldn't we be doing a better job just to stay healthy? And what are y'all doing just to stay healthy?
I'm watching what I eat, and I'm exercising. I think that's the biggest thing. Definitely change my diet. I'd rather eat like I got diabetes instead of waiting until I have diabetes than having to, you know what I'm saying? So I watch what I eat, cut the fat foods and the sugars and stuff, and no soda whatsoever, period, you know. If you drink sodas, if you just cut sodas, it's amazing.
Good words. Anybody else? What are y'all doing as far as staying healthy? You know, do you smoke? You know, do you drink? I mean, what are you doing? Are you cutting some of those things back? You know, and that might enhance your performance. You never know. You know, you might quit smoking and it's like, bam, you know, I'm like a 19-year-old again.
Well, I mean, you can kind of factor all those things in. You know, my family and I, we've actually started doing, you know, we try to do our, you know, family bike rides either every night or every other night. And you can say it actually enhanced my performance because my wife is starting to get really cold. So my performance is starting to really get better.
you know what that is? That's also that time you spend it too, fella. You know that communication. You know, because I'm sure you're not riding on the bike silent. You know, you're just talking about life and goals and kids.
Yeah. Just enjoying yourself. You know, I think that you know, getting out there and actually having and engaging in something that my kids are so, you know, amped to do. Daddy, we going on a bike ride tonight. Daddy, we going on a bike. You know what I mean? So having something that the kids are so involved in doing is real important.
Yeah.
And it's something very simple as a bike ride. You know, they're not asking you to throw a baseball or shoot basketball or play badminton or something that's real difficult for them to do. They're just asking you to simply ride a bike. You know, just having fun, spending quality time, and actually having that play a part in your health. That's a big thing.
Good words, good words. Anybody else? Anybody run marathons or something or up jogging early in the morning around the streets? Stay healthy.
What's a marathon?
Yeah, I don't run at all. I need to do better myself. You know, that's on my street. You know, I'm sitting here looking at my treadmill that I used to run on. I try to make an excuse that I got a bum knee or something, you know, and I can't get on it. But, you know, I need to do better. I need to do better just with my health, you know, even though I'm not, I don't have any problems with, you know, that leg. the good leg, you know. But what if I only got a couple more questions too, fellas. This is great, but we're gonna get serious now. Not too serious because I want y'all to hang on for open mic. But what if I asked your lovely wife whether you were impotent as the head of household? How would she respond? What areas would she tell me where you're impotent? Is it your spending habits? Is it that you work too much? Is it your job? Is it your salary? Is it that you don't help out around the house enough? Is it your lack of communication? Is it your faith? What area would your lovely wife say that you are impotent as the head of your household?
Me and my wife just talked about that, and we went through a report card. All the areas, I asked her what does she think a man is and what does she think a man should do, and she laid that out, and we graded myself. And I got A's on everything except overall intelligence.
Okay.
So that's all I got. You know, my wife says, you know, sometimes I'm just not the brightest. You know, sometimes I just get overwhelmed and my brain stops working. You know, when I get with my fellas, I make a rash decision. But as far as, you know, doing the other duties as head of the household, yeah, you know, yeah, I'm all over that. But, you know, I am a dude. You know, if the Ravens win the Super Bowl, she know, you know, I'm going to have to be locked up because she know I'm going to lose my mind.
You ain't got to worry about being locked up for a while. Ravens.
Oh, that hurt. He must be a Steelers fan.
No, he's an Eagles fan. Pittsburgh
don't take no Viagra. You know, the little young girls, I'm telling you. No love lost there, boy.
But I think that's great that you did that, brother, you know, to go to your wife and say, you know, where am I impotent?
Well, we ain't use the word impotent.
I mean, that's what it means, you know, I mean,
it was a report card, right? Oh, no, impotent.
That's far better than saying something like coming up short, no pun intended. You know, something like that. You know.
Right, right. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, be honest, fellas. I mean, what if I, you know, did a report card and, you know, maybe y'all didn't use the word impotent, but what areas are you impotent as the head of your household?
I think, go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I would say, one, working a lot, and two, not necessarily my faith, but just being in the Bible more. And I think that comes, you know, kind of hand in hand with me working. Everything else, I'm probably an A++, and, you know, was just basically doing things around the house, even doing things around the house when I come home from a long day's work, having the kids active, you know, being that father figure, being a disciplinarian, all of those things, the communication, all of those things, I'm real good at being intimate in the bedroom. Definitely good at. I just think that me working a lot and me keeping my head in the Bible more are probably my biggest downfall.
Good words. Good words. Go ahead, Rodney.
I was going to say you caught me with something in my mouth now.
You're probably eating something you ain't supposed to be eating. You need to get on the treadmill
right
after we're done.
You're right. Some coconut shrimp. I was going to say, my wife probably would say, just because of how she is, he'd probably say not spending enough time with her. Because she can never get enough. Not necessarily that I'm all that, but that's just how her personality is. She'd like to be up underneath me all the time. So then she's really family-oriented, be up underneath me or the kids. And since the kids are here, you know, I'm the one that I got to feel where they, at least I can leave them sometimes with her, and then I can go and do my thing, whatever. Out of there, gone. It's kind of, I'm it. So I think that's what she would say. I'd be curious, though, because that's a good question. I'd be curious on what she actually did say. So I think we might go do that scorecard, not the impotency thing. But go do a scorecard. I think we might do that. I'll let you guys maybe know on Tuesday how that went.
Yeah, that's a good word. You still working out, Rodney?
I do. I do what I do. You know, I do what I do. I can't. You know, I'm not training for football no more, anything like that. But I do some things. I work a lot more, obviously, not within the last probably year than I have in past. So yeah, some things have kind of slacked off because of that. But I mean, I do exercise. I'm a vegetarian, so I try to eat the right things and eat healthy and stuff like that. So I try to do what I do, you know, what I can do.
Go ahead, continue on your coconut shrimp, brother.
Yeah. I'm going to put you on mute again.
Good words. Anybody else? Where would your wife, if I ask her, where would she say that you lack, or you, as the brother said, coming up short as the head of household? Oh, y'all ain't going to talk to me now. That's a deep question. And that's actually the first question I thought of when I wrote the show. You know, is where are we impotent as heads of household? Because that's what we do, you know. But, of course, I couldn't ask that question right out the gate, you know, and then the show would have been over at 9:25. But I got one more question, and I'll get you all out of here. Final question, fellas. Let you all out early. Final question. What are you doing to make your marriage last longer? Now, we done talked all night about getting it in all night, you know, make it last forever, you know, as I played midway. But what are you doing to make your marriage last longer? Just like Viagra makes your unit, you know, last longer. What are you doing to make your marriage last longer?
I think what I'm doing is I got to work on this communication thing, man, because, you know, like I was saying, I was seriously considering Viagra because, you know, I wasn't back in my, you know, my Rocky Balboa, you know, Italian Stallion days, you know, and, you know, I was noticing that, and, you know, I was thinking it was a problem, and it's not a problem. You know, my wife is absolutely happy with our sex life. So communication for me, always working on communication because you never get communication right. So you always have to talk.
Real good point.
Yep, great point. What else? I mean, what else? What are y'all doing to make your marriage last longer?
I think I always tell my wife that, like every night if I'm like trying to fall asleep, she'll basically start just whispering sweet nothings in my ear. And she goes as far as, like, sounding like somebody who, you know, was a writer for soap opera. I mean, she's real deep with it. Like, you know, she would say something like, I just wish I was your skin, you know, so I could just be all over you all the time. Like,
wow.
You know what I mean? Like, she's real deep with it. So just like the brother said, communication, but just in a different sense. Like, I compliment her every day, but she likes the, you know, the way that she says it. I think, you know, maybe I'll just give it a shot and see what I can do. I don't think I'm, you know, off the hinges like she is. But, you know, just kind of talking, giving a better compliment, deeper compliment, elaborate more on why I love her, in a sense.
Great words. I think for me, it'll probably be that last for my faith. You know, and I'm not unfaithful. But, you know, my wife's faith is sometime I'll be just shaking my head, you know, some of the stuff that she says. I mean, I'm just not there. But, I mean, yeah, you know, I could be a lot more faithful. And, you know, as you said, brother, I have been reading and studying more, and that helps, you know, definitely go down that route because I wasn't doing that before. But, you know, I think that's absolutely where I'm impotent as the head of household and, you know, and what I'm doing to, you know, make my marriage last longer. I think I'm just doing, you know, all the things that, you know, we talk about on here. So every week is to learn how to communicate better. And I learned a long time ago that I can't talk to my wife the same way I talk to you guys. Because she told me that. She's like, I'm not them brothers on the phone. You know, you don't be talking to me like that. You know, so. But I mean, just learning, you know, how to. And it's always a learning process, just learning how to relate, you know, to the female species in general. And we'll never figure it out. You know, we'll never figure it out. But,
if I can say this, man, just kind of thinking along the lines of this question, like, you're not even really, I'm not even personally thinking about what to make it last longer. I want to help sustain it. You know,
wow.
I mean? like longer comes with time. It is what it is. But this is a 24-hour-a-day job. You don't get no breaks. You don't get no vacation. Man, you clocked in when you got married, and you would not clock out. And, I mean, I just think you just hope to sustain, you know, and to make it last longer, make it last forever. I mean, that's the job of all jobs right there. So you can only just try to help to sustain, you know, what you got and improve on it. Trying to make it last longer is just going to come with time.
Great words.
I think one of the things that we're doing, one of the things I think everybody on this call can say that they're doing to make it last forever is being on the call. I mean, it's there that you're trying to get it right and sustain it, but also prolong the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Are we still talking about Viagra?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because really, you know, a lot of guys, you know, may have seen the topic or whatever and said, that ain't for me. You know, that ain't for me, but it absolutely is, you know, because everything we talk about, you know, is either has happened, is happening to you now, or could potentially happen to the future. I mean, nobody on here is exempt, you know, from not being impotent. I mean, let's be real. You could have an accident tomorrow, God forbid, you know, and you'd be a paraplegic, and you can't get nothing up, much less your unit, you know, your arms and that kind of stuff won't even move. But, you know, that's real talk. You know, and that's what we do, you know, on Tuesday nights is we, you know, we make it plain because, you know, hopefully, you know, maybe somebody will have that conversation, you know, that, you know, what if I am impotent or, you know, or how is our lovemaking sessions, you know, just to have that conversation and, you know, to have your wife respond, oh, you know, it's fine, it's great. I mean, that's, you need to know that, you know, because otherwise you could be saying, man, you know, your boy has some little blue pills and you're like, yeah, let me get one of them. Let me try one of them. You know, it's our anniversary coming up, whatever the case may be. And your wife may be like, no. You know, what are you doing? You know, so good words. Anybody else? Did I miss anything? Anybody else got any other comments, closing comments before I close this thing out and we roll over to open mic? Anybody got anything on Viagra? Or
yeah, ladies, don't forget about the natural Viagra.
Yeah, say that. The original Viagra.
Yeah.
Good words.
Yeah, I got something.
Go ahead, brother.
And I understand, you know, sometimes it's better to be longer in time. What I mean is last longer or whatever. And I could see how the Viagra would probably help somebody. But I think that what we might want to focus on is getting to know our woman sexually. Because there's certain things that are going to happen when making love to her that if you do it consistently, it's going to happen every time. Good things. When you're just jumping up and down, trying to knock the bottom out, and you're staying in there, you're trying to get 2-3 hours in, you may not be doing anything but just wasting time. I think we need to find out how to achieve her orgasm on a consistent basis, opposed to thinking about how long I can stay in it.
That's
you know,
great words.
That's why I call it routine.
Routine. And you said that earlier. You said you don't need no 2-3 hours. You know how to get in there, make it do what it do, and go about your business.
Go about your business. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But then there are those with the dysfunction that obviously need that. But the same rules apply, even if you have the Viagra. Same rules apply. You still have to achieve that goal.
That's right. Good words. Good words. Great words. Anybody else?
Man, speaking of accidents, and you talking about Viagra, did you hear about the brother in California, about the woman that did a Lorena Bobbitt on him? And put
and threw it in the garbage disposal.
Oh, the garbage disposal, yeah.
Yeah. That's rough.
Yeah, when you said accident, though, they just kind of bought
that. You thought about that?
Man,
yeah, I don't know. If he might need some Viagra to get his unit up if they were able to reattach it, you know, whatever. But
it was in the garbage disposal, what?
Yeah. I don't know if they got it out.
They said they got pieces.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't even want my bad.
Oh, man.
This conversation is going horribly wrong. Ladies, please ignore that last comment.
But you know what is the kicker is to that is the dude was 61 years old. So he might have been popping that Viagra and was using it elsewhere.
Oh, there you go.
61?
Yeah. There you go.
She was 40 something.
Mm-hmm. He may have used it to keep her around, like, hey, I can stick Susie next door too. You know, but yeah, that's good words. You're right. We never know what he was doing because she said, you know, when the police arrested her, that he deserved it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I mean, he absolutely was doing something wrong. I mean, we don't know what it was, but it could have been that. You never know because misunderstandings about using male sexual enhancement drugs can really cut a lot of ways. And pun intended.
Pun intended.
But what women still need, as my brother T-Hawk said, is to be turned on and to get the feeling that they're still desired. So, fellas, don't think for a moment that by taking some type of ED drug or Viagra means that your presence isn't required. Just because you've got an erection doesn't mean that you start to lack when it comes to affection. That concludes our show for the evening, fellas. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of our virtual talk show brought to you by the Head of Household. We hope that you enjoyed this show. You can join us again next Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and next week's topic will be... Oh, my sound effect ain't working tonight. To be determined. For more information, please feel free to visit our website, householdstress.com. That website, again, is householdstress.com.
You are now free to move about the country.